many people were being executed in my premises. And I unlocked the bakery door with all the caution of a compassionate person opening the morning paper, the world being what it is at the moment. The noise became louder and ever more disgustingly fleshy, and under it a male voice was muttering,
"Got you, you cunt."
The mouse police slunk to my feet and gave me that look, which cats reserve for moments when they're finding the human world unbelievably trying and are about to call their union. Usually nothing worries the rodent operatives, but this was clearly more than even they, ex-alley cats with very flexible standards, were willing to tolerate. I relaxed a little because I knew the voice. Jason Lewis, my almost apprentice, maker of the most glorious muffins to be unleashed on a morning tea hungry world. But I wasn't entirely comforted, because Jason used to be a heroin addict, and he did appear to be dismembering some unfortunate soul on my bakery floor. Which was also to the point, because bakery floors have to be really clean. And how are we going to get the bloodstains off? I found myself short of breath and cold as I pushed the door fully open to reveal the murder scene in all its horror. Body parts indeed were spread wide. Dark splashes decorated one of my pristine mixing tubs.